Good Tuesday morning. I am Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Politico Playbook Flash Briefing, brought to you by the Better Medicare Alliance.
And I'm Anna Palmer. 963 days. That's how long an average national security advisor lasts. Michael Flynn resigned last night, making his tenure 24 days. Trump last night named Lieutenant General Joseph Kellogg as acting national security advisor. It was the end to a traumatic few days for the Trump White House, where all of professional Washington was watching Flynn's fate closely. Here's what you need to know. In his resignation letter, Flynn admitted to giving incomplete information to Vice President Mike Pence about his calls with the Russian ambassador. Flynn's replacement, Kellogg, is unlikely to be a long-term replacement. The New York Times is also reporting that Flynn loyalist Katie McFarland is expected to leave the administration. Retired Vice Admiral Robert Harwood is already being floated as the lead candidate to replace Flynn. Meanwhile, David Petraeus is also in the mix.
I spent a bunch of time on Capitol Hill yesterday and saw how Mike Pence spent his time just hours before Flynn tendered his resignation. The vice president was meeting with groups of lawmakers all over the Capitol, was walking around with a massive entourage and a massive security detail, talking about things like healthcare and tax reform. Pence did not answer questions about Flynn from reporters, but he really didn't seem flustered, upset, or angry. He glided past the speaker's lobby, the room that runs the distance of the House floor where we used to chat with Mike Pence all the time. He stopped for Texas Congressman Sam Johnson, a veteran House Republican who was sitting just outside the House floor. One fun fact, during the House vote, Pence was in the House Republican cloakroom, a hangout restricted to members of Congress, where he was making peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. See Playbook in your inbox or online for a photo.
We've got lots of scoops this morning in the deuce. Stacey Kerr, a former special assistant to House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi, is in talks to do consulting work for Ivanka Trump. The two have a shared interest in working on issues affecting women and girls. Kerr, who now has her own consulting firm, declined to comment. Damian Paletta is leaving the Wall Street Journal's D.C. Bureau to cover economics for the Washington Post. And Gary Andres, longtime Republican staff director on the House Energy and Commerce Committee, is joining the Biotechnology Innovation Organization as a senior vice president of public affairs.
Also in Playbook this morning, a Playbook interview with Microsoft founder and world's richest man, Bill Gates. He's always been hesitant to play the DC game, but has a newfound appreciation for the need to aggressively engage with American and foreign governments as he focuses on global health and development. Top takeaways from our sit-down. Gates says it's unclear what Trump's impact will be on the U.S.'s spending on global aid. Brexit hasn't caused major cuts in funding just yet, and the tech world is becoming more savvy in dealing with Washington. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.